Does the gospel, the good news, sound like? What does the gospel sound like? I promise that there are no wrong answers, but for the purposes of this sermon, there is an especially right answer. To echo Dr. Kevin Youngblood of Harding University, the gospel sounds like tearing. Tearing. Like cleaving. Like rending. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove upon him. The original word used for tearing appears twice in Mark's gospel. First at Jesus' baptism, and second, perhaps shockingly, at his crucifixion, when the veil of the temple is torn, ripped, cleaved in two. This is how the good news, the gospel, sounds like tearing. Mark is on to something because it is on these two remarkable occasions that our Lord is declared Son of God. At his baptism, the heavens are torn apart, and a voice says, "This is my beloved Son." And at his crucifixion, a Roman centurion, taking the day's events in, exclaims, "Truly, this man was God's Son." Tearing, cleaving, ripping. The torn heavens and the ripped temple veil are those moments when God, the one doing the tearing, invades our lives, our realm, and says the only distance between us is actually an illusion. The difference between your realm and mine, God says, is a matter of perception. I am closer to you than your next breath. The gospel, the good news, sounds like tearing. The tearing apart of our unimaginative assumptions regarding who's in and who's out, of who's kin and who's not, of who has dignity in God's world and who doesn't. The rendering asunder of our illusions of control over our health, our relationships, our finances, our security. The cleaving of destructive ways of relating to one another, this planet and ourselves. The good news of God in Christ sounds like tearing. God, whose glory thunders and whose voice strips the forest bare, it is this God who assures Christ the Son that he is treasured, that he is held, that he is loved beyond measure. This love, this self-donation, is yours in the water of baptism. It's yours in the waters of baptism, where each of us in our own way hears God say, "You are my child in whom I take great delight." It is in these waters, the very place where our Lord wades, that we find our interior stability. It is from this reference point, just to my left, at the center of this cathedral, that we know that we are treasured, that we are held, that we are being loved, and that we, like Jesus, can face life's many challenges, deaths, and failures without fear. For it is in death, in crucifixion, in suffering, that the words "Son of God" are spoken again, or "daughter of God," "child of God," recalling Jesus and your primary identity, first announced in the waters of baptism. You have no doubt heard this before, but it bears repeating. Martin Luther, the German reformer and priest, not Martin Luther King, when facing hardship or suffering, would stare down that which burdened him and shout, "I am baptized. I am baptized." I do not recommend doing that to your spouse when you get home. And he would say, "I am baptized," as a reminder of the indissoluble bond God establishes with him and with us in holy baptism. This steady, sturdy, stable bond cannot be shaken by anything, not even death itself. The good news, the gospel, sounds like tearing. Like a ripping apart of the heavens, like the ripping apart at times of our lives, like the cleaving of the veil in the temple, of a world sliced down its middle, only to be mended by the God of love. Amen.